Okay. Okay. So again, we're doing the inyan of reading Kriyas Zeitung v'Tiltulo b'Shabbos, reading newspapers and moving the newspapers. So if you look in the Taz, he says, based on the Gemara here, page 1, Nira Poshut, Shekol she'osur likros bo, osur l'taltalo b'Shabbos. That anything you can't read from on Shabbos, for whatever reason, either because it's Divrei Chol, what the Gemara says in Gittin, that that a Sefer Haftorah, they really were not allowed to write Sefer Haftorah because it's not a Sefer Sholem. You have to have a whole Yecheskel, a whole Yeshaya. You can't just have Haftorahs. So therefore they weren't allowed to. So Bezman Hazeh, there was Mutter because we can't have the whole, you know, Eis Lasos Lashem, they were Matir that. But if it was usur, whenever something is usur to read, it's usur to be metaltal. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Tazayin mulitzos mesholim shol sichas chulin." The divrei cheshek, the God Sefer Emmanuel, chen tzipurim milchamos. These things that are just not divrei Torah. You're reading things that are not Divrei Torah on Shabbos. Different war stories. Also, look across behind the Shabbos. Af b'chol also mishum Moshev leitzim. V'over mishum al tifnu el ha'elilim. And it's megari yetzahara. Ve'in tzarech lomar matpisa machtim es arabim. So therefore, these things, the Taz says, are all mukta. The Ramah says, "V'nira l'dafke t'had also likros b'sichas chulin b'zipurim mochamos haydafke im k'suvim b'loshen las." We'll see what that is. In other words, it might be a difference if these things are written in English or whatever, not in loshen kodesh. Loshen kodesh, sorry. The question is, why should that be? If it's not divrei, if there's an issue of reading things that are not divrei Torah, so what difference with the language? So hopefully we'll get to that later. But that's the Yisod. So if you have a newspaper, so if the newspaper is all Divrei Torah, so that's one thing. But that's a regular newspaper is not all Divrei Torah. So therefore, it's usher to. So therefore, if that would be the case, then it would be usher to read the newspaper, and if it would be usher to read, it would be also usher to move. Then it becomes it's muktzah.
How do we know that?
Well,
question. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
But let's say Torah books or newspapers can have an alternative use. But you can use a book as something to lean a chumash on, or
right.
Something in a newspaper.
Right. In other words, could you use the?
You can do it with scoring, but.
Right. So we have to see, in other words, is there an alternative use that would make it non-mukza? Mm-hmm. That's what you're asking. Right? Is there, in other words, say I want to use the newspaper, not to read the newspaper, I want to prop up the sefer, so it'll be easier to learn the sefers. So would that make it permissible or not? So we'll get to that, we'll see. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that all these things you can't, anything sichas chulin, all these things, or stamsh the stories, save sipurim lachamus. So we'll have to see more. Then we have another din in Shulchan Aruch on page 2, shtari hedyotus, dahinu shtari chovos v'cheshbonos. If you have a shtar. That's a monetary shtar, how much you owe, You have your tax returns or something like that. So all these things are also to read on Shabbos. And then he says a bigger chiddush: the igros shel sheila shalom. Say you have a letter. Somebody writes you a letter. You know, I remember the good old days when I went to summer camp and my parents would write me letters. Today, who writes letters anymore? You know, it's everything. You have a cell phone. Who's writing? But my parents would write letters. You know, say how everything was. You know, it wasn't. You know, when I learned in Eretz Yisrael, so your parents wrote you letters. Today, who's writing letters? But so the question is, what if you have a letter you didn't read before Shabbos? So you opened it up before Shabbos. Could you? So the simple reading of this Shulchan Aruch is that even Yigeres of Sheila Shalom is usher because of a gzeirah that what? That you might read business letters or things like that.
It's only the Rabbanan.
But what's the Shus? It's an Issa Rabbanan.
No, but you're saying you're there, you can't read a letter of Shalom because you might come to read a letter of a business letter.
Right, but
so
that.
So the business letter is a Shus.
I don't know.
Well, it's just there and there.
Is it? We'll see. And then the gzera was also included. A lot of things were included in this gzera. Take a look here on page 4 in the Gemara Shabbos of Kufman Pesam Adveis. Mode Odom es Orchov es Parparosov, Mipiv Oloman Achsav. Say you're making a list of what you want to serve at the meal. Because you're having guests come, so you're making a list of all the guests. And you're making a list of all the food. So you shouldn't forget. In Kosovo of Shabbos, Kachvakach Orchim, Ploni Ploni, Zimanti, Kadesha Lo Yishkochem, Likroso, Posuk Sabbath Shabbos. So you can't read from that list on Shabbos. Because we're afraid you're going to come to. One second, hello? Yeah, I'm giving a shiur. Yeah, can I call you back after the shiur? Okay. So all these things, is a gzeira that you're gonna have a shtara hedyot, and you're gonna read my timer here. Look, we're on page 5. Rabbi Omar Gzeira Mishem Yimchok Abaya Mash Gzeira Shem Yikra Bishtari Hedyotos. And then the Gemara says, Might be now, he can be now the cause of a koisel. Say you have something written on the wall. You know, people those days would write on the walls. You know, they're not as. Today we're a little bit more formal than writing on the walls. So, say you write something on the wall. So if you write on the wall,
paper was more expensive.
Yeah, umidli shom lumchok. So he says, "Man amash shem yikro chashinan." So if it's the gzeira shem yikro, so then the same thing will apply. If you write these lists on the wall. You might still come to read the business things, but if it's Shemi Yimchok, so we're not afraid that it's not going to be so easily erasable. But so all these things are things that we would never think about that are included in these gzeiros. Then the Gemara says even a bigger thing. Tanu Rabban on the bottom of page 5. Let's say you have a picture and then there's a caption underneath the picture. The tachas, you could also look across the Shabbos. Shem, Rashi, Shem Yikra B'shtari Hedyotos. So that means if you're reading the newspaper, every newspaper has a picture and a caption underneath the picture, telling you what the picture is, right? So technically speaking, that would make things very difficult. Even the biographies, a lot of the Gedolim biographies will have captions underneath. So then, so that would make things very, very difficult.
Captions, why captions? Why?
Because we're afraid that that's the way several business things were produced also.
Oh, okay.
In other words, you have, if you look here on page 6 in the Tosfos, it says Neil also Muhammad Saksuv Blaz Neil Ave Tosel Aimed Bulgar we had the Tanya Kosov Satsura. So again, these are all Xeris of Shtari Hadjotos. And the Ram. So this is. So now. Well, so if you want to see but then on the other hand if you take a look on page 10 in the Shulchan Aruch it says Bachurim ha-mis-angim b'chfisatsam u-mutsasam. Some people enjoy, young kids enjoy jumping and running different things so Mutter. Because it's a Onik Shabbos. He likes to jump, even though normally we don't want people to jump and run and things like that. Mm-hmm. He says the kids that like to do that, so it's Mutter. You want to see something that you enjoy. So, and the Magen Avraham says, "Avol pishal also liros yuknos k'moshe kosov because Magen and Maria onig lo mutter." So, if you're seeing these pictures, you know, obviously they're kosher pictures. It's not talking about something that's not sanua, but it means that there still might be some gzeris. But if he enjoys it, so the Prima Gadim has a big cooler here on page 11. That some bring down. And with this, without this pre-Megadim, I don't know how people would survive. and that is the following, on page 11. He says, Shom nobu k'sav sh'tachas atzura osu l'krosel. Hatam k'shtar yudyotus. Av b'chol. Now, you're not allowed to read captions. Av aliros atzura atzimash v'dashari. V'inach enami imtanug lo liros atzura v'aksav leida mahu. But if you want to, you enjoy seeing the picture, and then if you're not going to see the caption, you're going to be frustrated because you don't know what the picture means. So then you could see the whole thing. So right. In other words, if you were to have a book of pictures of whatever, Gedolim, whatever it is, and you don't know, you can't read the captions, you won't have any enjoyment. So that's the cooler he brings here. So that's a big cooler. But it saved us. Yes. Most people would be violating Shabbos anytime they open, I'm saying like a lot of the Gedolim books have captions underneath it. And when else do people have time to read these books? And that's when they're exhausted. Or all the from magazines that people are reading these days, right? So
advertisers
also. But
these things like going to the museum on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Would sound like it's also then.
Yeah.
The Jewish Museum opened up on Shabbos, especially for the fruit people.
Right. So, but he says if it's a Tanug, then he's saying he's Mekel, the Prima Gadim. So it's for the people who it's a tonic for.
So like reading the Jewish press, for instance, or you're reading the politics or Israel, what's happening in Israel and all this.
Oh, so we'll see, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Good. So let's see. So if you look in the, take a look in the Alter Rebbe here on page 14, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Igros Shel Shela Shalom, we said Igros Shel Shela Shalom is Aser. That means a regular cordial letter that you receive. Even to look at it without articulating what it says. But if you get a letter that you don't know what's written, there are certain things you know what it's talking about, but you don't know. In other words, you see, this is before the time that we had all the modes of knowledge. Today we have not modes of knowledge because, you know, we have, well, we'll see, we have other ways of, that we know information. But then, there could be very important information that you need to know about your life that you're only finding out from this letter. So if this letter might be telling you something that's very important for you to know right away, and they didn't have other ways of conveying that information, so then you could read it because maybe it's something of importance that you need to know right away. You don't need to know right away. It's business. So that's what he says. So that could be a cool. But today we don't have. We're going to see. We don't have such a. In fact, take a look at this sefer Toldos Shmuel. The fascinating sefer here, Toldos Shmuel, on page 22. Says the sefer Toldos Shmuel. On page 22, the Inyan Kriya Satzaitung, Zeitung is the Yiddish for newspaper, the Inyan Kriya Satzaitung, Shabbos Ayin, Verhetev Simon Shin Zayin, Kosev Shabbos, Sein Habarim, Afila Yireim Korim Ha Kornet B'Shabbos. I guess that's something with the type of newspaper. And he says, even Yireim.
Current.
Current is what?
Current, it's a newspaper.
It's the name of a newspaper, okay. Ve'enish sam alev. Hagam sha'shvus Yaakov mahitir. We'll see what the Shvus Yaakov says. It's in the packet. Because mochum achronim, harei tshuvas yavis, shulchan eit atzei shitim, tiferes Yisrael, so yos kula machmir, v'nei sheyesh mahem yidiyah mi'inyonei ma'asa matim. Because this newspaper has business stuff in it. That's besides, if you're saying that there's minus and apikorsus in the newspaper. We're going to see the Shvus Yaakov says what we saw in the Alter Rebbe, that sometimes you need to know. Because if you're reading about what happened in 500 years ago in the world, so it's not Nogea for now, so it's not Divrei Torah, and it's not going to change your life for now. It's not important that you know that now. So you can't read on Shabbos. But if you're reading the newspaper, which you need to know that something could be happening in the world that could be relevant to your life, or you know you have to run away or whatever, then it would be mutter. That's what the Shvus Yaakov says. We'll see that inside. But he says that that doesn't apply anymore. Ki ikar tamus shel shus Yaakov ki ulai al yedei sheizvado le'eza chadoshos. In other words, there's a war going on, and you needs to know which country is invading your territory, and you know you may have to you know run away in the middle of the night. Eza chadoshos b'muchama. Or me'eza shar mikra rash me'eza mekomer. He says, but now we have a radio. So we know everything that's going on. Because you turn on the radio. So you know what's going on. So what do you need the newspaper? The radio says, Moli chasakol berega kememra. Misofa olam at sofa. The radio. We have radios now. You see, that was the biggest chiddush. We have a radio now. Now we can know everything that's going on in the world. And till the paper comes, you already hear in the radio. So the time the paper comes, it's already...
So based on that, you're allowed to leave the radio on Shabbos? Are you allowed to leave based on this? Are you allowed to leave the radio on Shabbos?
In case something happens that you need to know. Yeah, but I don't know if
that so much bizman is there. No, I'm saying back. I mean, yeah. So based on what he's writing, one might think that he's monitoring to.
Yeah, so that's what he's saying here. And so if you want to. See, so he says the Shmus Yaakov was making. Take a look to read it, the newspapers, because there could be things there that you need to know that are very important for your life. Take a look at the Shmus Yaakov on page 17. Had the Isab Orchaim, Yiger Shlomim, regular. Letters, cordial letters. If you have a Shabbos, Shemuta l'krosbo, l'fisha ein yodim ma kosbo. Right? In other words, if you don't know what's written in there, so it could be something that you need to know, then you can read it on Shabbos. The same thing. Kosha ha-teinach she-yikra mo ha-mkablo, v'al-kosev she-yodim atzma she-ein shum tzach b'igra sholov, yagia b'Shabbos l'chaveru, yeh-osu l'kosbo. But the question is, what if the guy who's writing it, he knows that he's not saying anything of significance. It's just camaraderie, which is important, but it's not something that you need to... So what's his heter to write it to you? Because you might get it on Shabbos. So he says it's like a grumma, you know, he quotes here, it's too much like indirect. It's not even a grammar, he says. And then he writes here on page 18 on the left, on the left column, on the top. The Shabbos, Ezra Lomash, the sovereign, the Hatapasuk, the Ozzel Likros, the Sifre Mochamos, Haini Mochamos Hakodmin. The Sifre Mochamos doesn't mean about a current war, about war, a history of war that happened 100 years ago. So that you can't read. Hayim l'chamas hakodmi v'yishonim. Sheim v'em tzorach l'kros b'machshav. Abul tok tzav hischachus and it's pasim mikrosh al zmanim halal sheish v'em kama tzorche b'nei odim leida v'eze medina shehu melchama shah mikrosh rosh chas v'shal v'ulai evshal atzi l'eze dover l'eze pu'ul of kayonzi b'ze nirali d'olekim z'e isekriyan m'shum shtari hadosh k'e nirali. In other words, shtari hadyotos is if something's not nogeh to your life now. But if it's something that's no gear to your life now, and you need to know about a war that's happening, and somebody's sending you a letter that could be very important. I remember my father told me that my great-grandfather, who I happen to know, my son, Avraham Simcha, is named after him. It was my father's mother's father. And he came to America before the rest of the family. to charter out the territory for the family. And then he said to the family, I think I'm coming back. I'm coming back to Europe. And my grandmother, my father's mother, said, no, you're not coming back. We're coming to you. You know, so those were things that were very important for life. You know, and if Chassid Shalom, they came in before the war. If they would have stayed there, who knows what would have been, the whole family. So that was a very important correspondence that, that was by mail. That was a letter. And that's what happened, that the family came over and they were saved.
Can you go to a mailbox, open it up, and take it out?
Take it out, meaning, what would you say? Oh,
take the mailbox, mail it from the mailbox.
Yeah, you talk about having a letter, reading a letter, but you make it sound like it arrived on Shabbos, and it's essential you open it now and look at it. So can you go to the mailbox and physically open it, bring it back to your apartment, let's say?
Oh, I don't know. Is it legal to take something out of the mailbox? I don't know.
Your mailbox.
Your own mailbox.
You're restricting that.
Yeah.
Well, how would I indicate it?
Is it okay to break into somebody else's mailbox? Right. That's a federal crime.
Right.
Don't worry, how can
I? Okay, then I was asking that. Yes,
for sure. We'll see. 1 second. And if you take a look, Rav Yaakov Emden, we wrote a sefer called the Shailos Yavetz. This is a kosher sefer. This edition was put out by a friend of mine. His name is Rav Yankel Bergstein. He's a rav in Kiryas Yoel, and he put out this edition of Rav Yaakov Emden. He says the Indian cross. They would put different sheets, not necessarily full newspaper, different gilyonos that they would put out so people should know what's going on. So he writes, Rav Yaakov Emden, nearly Pashut, She'ena Mechlal Yisr Shtari Hedyotos. They're not included in this gezeira that you're going to come to read this, so therefore you'll come to read business things. Why? Because neither have agiras shalom ve'enu yodema kosubo. Because it's the same din. Whenever you don't know what's written, and there's again today, it's hard to ever get a letter that you don't know from before what's written in it, because everything we know, like the Talmud Shmuel said, now we have the radio, so everything is and now we have, obviously today we have much more than just they wouldn't envision So he says, "Hachanami piskei chidushim shenogim al pi rov klal al prag v'yichud bezman sheish melchama." Right, when there's a war going on, and people needed to know every update of who's in, that could save lives of people. If they would know who the update, his circle the leader is a tzad gavar. His shlochos shofil machmas iskei nefashos. It's all chomer shem stam yish bechut. In other words, if you enjoy reading something, Sipurim Mochamos, so then the Trumas Hadeshin was Mekel. Things that you enjoy. Gives you Onik Shabbos, like the boys like to jump.
You want to read war history, you can read war history.
Yeah, if that gives you Onik Shabbos.
That's a pleasure.
Yeah. For those that give them, different people get pleasure from different things. So he gets pleasure from reading Sipurim Mochamos. But here he's reading about the latest things that are happening. And it is the Tzorach. Especially if a person, some people are you know, they want to know every detail of what's happening, you know, in the current events, and it's a bit tsar. Shenafshu shokeke kosefes ladas habschadish behem al kein hayanira beena heter gomer lekuli alma. Sha'av v'shulchan aruch la'asri sipur mochamis alosam sha'ovrum l'krosim b'kevim b'toch sfarim ha'mechubarim. But to just read about history, and you don't even enjoy it. It's not even on it. You're reading in your face. I don't know. You have a test, a history test, or something like that, and you don't even enjoy it. Well, if you.
I not tell my kids.
Oh, see, he's a history. He's a history teacher.
They can't study your class.
You better enjoy your homework. The AP European history exam.
Yeah. You have to enjoy your homework or you can't study.
I highly doubt that they're enjoying that.
Right.
From him, it's much better to save money. If you're afraid you can lose money, you could read them. Information to prevent loss.
Yeah, to prevent loss
of money.
Yeah, Dover Hezek. Shabar Hadov Shema Gilahim Dover Hezek. Right, but not a business thing. It's like you're told that something's happening in the world that you need to know about and to protect your whatever. So you have to be appraised of this thing.
On Shabbos, there's nothing you can do about it anyway. Why couldn't you just wait till Moshe Shabbos?
That was going
to be the mindset. What can you do about it on Shabbos?
What can you do about it on Shabbos? But, I don't know, but right after Shabbos, you'll...
Other than it's going to torture you when you know it.
Yeah.
It's going to distract you behind the Shabbos.
Right. Yeah, I hear. But then he writes... But if you're gonna come then to read all the business things and all the masumatan things, that's also to read on Shabbos. Oh, so he says, but what about if you're not Mahar, so maybe that should be okay.
If you're what?
If you just, you don't articulate it, you just read it with your eyes. So what's the, Vada? So he says, afilu ayin bein lahar, bilvad nirli da osir, afal gav dihir asakav mutar. In other words, you're allowed to look at your things that are relevant for your property. If you don't articulate anything, but if you're reading it, looking at it with tochach sav, that's more chomer. Wow. With tochach sav, for obak sokov dafka mashatorach lam lolos ivaleim. And Toby Zorn laim with dvorim alon's karm. But still, you got to stay away because if you start reading. And there's going to be a lot of business things in there you're going to come to read, so you have to make a chaka. So basically he's saying that that really it should be okay, but if there's going to be, but then the tzad chumra is if you think it's going to cause you to read the other things in the, that are... you know, business-oriented things. But the Shaila Shalom could be a different thing.
What's the difference between Machshav and Kriya?
What's the difference between Machshav and Kriya? Because maybe it's still like a star, you know. Was it just have a machshava? So it's a machshava. But once you have a kriya, maybe that's bichlal that they, you know, of the gzeira of shtaros.
That's what it says. Zmiras or hurim mutarim.
Right, hurim mutarim.
Rabbi, maybe you can bring a raya from Birchas HaTorah. The poskim discussed that maybe there's a difference between regular hearer. Versus if you're Maharim, you take Aksav, maybe even the Shita that holds that you do not make a bracha on hearer, by the Divrei Torah that if it's Mitech HaKsav, you do because you might come to read it. Considered a higher level?
Yeah, well, there's a discussion. I think Rav Harfinus has one of the Svarim. If you're hearing, you're thinking learning, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to make a Birkas HaTorah, but what if you're hearing a tape? So you're also, you're just thinking. But you're hearing a tape, so that could be more, in Rav Harfinus in the Vayvarech David, that could be more Chomer. Because you're hearing somebody speaking. So that could be more of a svara to be machmir, but
can we differentiate in terms of, you know, between reading about business and reading about other topics? Like if I work in the movie business, you know, then maybe for me reading movie reviews or reading about the movie industry, I might be reading it for pleasure, but it still pertains to my work, you know, or even reading about war and current events might have something to do with you know, my profession.
I mean, it could be Masur Matan for you. That's your Masur Matan, so to speak.
Yeah, but I'm not, but it's hard. I mean, I don't know, you know, if every article or every section, it's not always very clearly black and white, you know, on one side of the line. You know, like you could be reading an article for pleasure, and then suddenly a few paragraphs start getting into details about something that is related to your work, you know. But I mean, none of these are even the business section is not a business document for you, you know. It's just about that topic. You might just be reading it as, you know, for pleasure because you enjoy reading about business.
Right. Yeah. Well, you see here they say, you know, the Sifrei Mochamos, but I don't know, like, business is the Etzem Isser. So say a person just enjoys, you know, business things, that's his whole, he's going to enjoy, I don't know, did the poskim give a heter for that? I don't know, that because that's the Etzem HaDover. That's the...
Yeah, there's a book, Liar's Poker, you know, that's all about, you know, something that happened in the stock market years ago, you know, and it's meant to be entertaining, but it's about, you know, the topic, the whole milieu is, you know, investment banking.
Right, so some of that should be also, because that's, I don't know, it's about it. That's a question. In other words, could you say if you enjoy that? In other words, if you're reading something that's mamish nogeya for Masur Matan, hey, in other words, you're reading about which stocks are up and which stocks, you know, you should invest in, and you're reading somebody's appraisal of current stocks, so that's mamish Masur Matan. But if say you're just reading about, you know,
let's say Apple is coming out with a new product, or they're thinking of, you know, I mean, that could be in the business section, or, you know, things of that nature.
Right. And therefore what?
Meaning, would that be permissible? Meaning, even though it falls under the general category of business, it's just, you know, news in the sense of not, you know, thinking about making a certain investment, or it just telling you that Apple's coming out with a new product, and...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. All these things seem to me like the Rei Masur Matan
b'Shabbos. Economics books.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Modern mechanics of the Mull of the Titan.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like stories, Mishalim, you enjoy. But the thing that.
As a car buff, he wants to read the autos.
Autos things.
Latest cars.
Car magazine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So he enjoys that. He enjoys that. So that's not Masur Matan.
That's...
So
then the biggest question is going to be, what's the bulletin board in shul?
Right, the bulletin board in shul. That gives you all the... Right.
haircuts of face vessel there.
Yeah,
travel agents, cars for sale. I mean, used cars in my neighborhood.
Yeah, used cars for sale. So he probably shouldn't. He shouldn't read them. Start Hedjan, Mecca Chumemka.
Should we cover up?
Yeah. Talk about Rabbi Gissinger's kind of bracha that will not have a bulletin board.
Yeah, I mean, Rav Abadi is very machmir on Shtari Hedyotis. And he's...
Alish.
Yeah. So, I think Rav Abadi is even, if I'm not mistaken, machmir on some street signs, you know.
How can they be machmir on signs in the street?
I don't know.
Only into the business street signs.
If
the problem is reading business documents, let's say, should we have a problem with learning Baba Kama? Because when you learn it, you want to see what goes on in modern contracts, and you look at this and that, and how certain property rights or liabilities are treated, and so on.
I don't know. That's you're learning halacha.
Yeah, but
if I'm Italian, can I study the
Chuvis
for my
for your business? Man is saying, what if you know, you're Italian, you work in Dine Torah, and you want to see the what should be your next tactic, you know?
Right.
So to take a look at the Alter Rebbe here, page 13, Chafal says, "Story Yotzei, Hayu Story Chovos Mecha Chomemka Mashkonis Cheshbonis Chol Kiyotzei." So all these things that you can't do on Shabbos, you can't read about. So he says that that's the difference for Ksav, because it's Nikar that what he's reading. If he's just walking in the street and he's thinking about something in Masumatan, so then here Hurim Mutarim. But you see that he's reading from a Business Week or whatever. So that's Usr. Moshe B'chalz, I'm a Talib Sadeh, Liris Mahut Sricha, Shav Tertil, B'sodah Dover Mutar, Tzad Asma Gam Hira, B'tzorchit Sadeh Dover. To go to his field to look, that he's trying to see what needs to be watered, so that's also because that's it's your chafatzim. So that's also to do on Shabbos, to go to the field, to look at the field, and
work it's not Miguel. For him, the Maisa, he has no investments, he doesn't care about anything, he's just reading.
Business section.
Yeah, in other words, he enjoys business. Would that be included in the. If the imam enjoys? I hear your question. Well, that's what the Truva Sadeshin was saying, things that you enjoy. So, and things that you enjoy, so the Truva Sadeshin is Mekel, the Shvus Yaakov is Mekel on things that you need to know for your own protection. Mm-hmm. You know, current events that you need. That's not what's happening in some other country. What's happening in here that could be relevant for your life, for your protection, and things like that. So again, so the klal is that anything that is also to read, that Taz writes based on the Gemara, then that itself becomes muktzah. That itself becomes muktzah. Because if you can't read it, then you can't move it. If you can't read it, you can't move it. So.
What does the Shulchan Aruch Rav mean in Sif Katan Chafei? On page 11,
yeah, what did you say?
The last three lines.
Last three lines on page 11, let's take a look.
In the middle.
Page what page? Page 14.
Oh, I'm sorry, 14, yeah.
which line?
The Yesh Nismay for the brain, the Hakul, the Dibre Seifrim.
Which Sif?
What is
it? Which Sif?
Sif Kofhe.
Yeah, material because he grows a shluchalo shayri yodem makosubo, right? Because there you don't know the tzorach. Yesh lusmo chodvim hakol b'divrei sofrim. In other words, he says, so you don't know what's written, so that's a heter because maybe something important. So even though it's a gzera, a shtori hedyotos, it's only a din d'rabbanon, so you can be makel. That if you get
what
a letter...
What? Sofrim means letters or current events.
Which one? What?
Divrei
sofrim means it's d'rabbanon.
Oh.
That since the Isser is only an Isser Drabanan of reading Igera Sholom, because you might come to read a business thing, so it's only Drabanan, so we can be Mekel.
Who's the last at the end? Kiyesh Misha Mekel Be'ion Blekriya
Abed Sabah
Asurim Lekresim.
Right, he says there are some Shitas that hold that to read, if you're not articulating it, that's okay. Even things that are usser, but you're not verbalizing. In other words, they hold hirhurim mutarim is even if you talk haksav. Yesha mekel should be im lo kriya av b'ksav asur l'kos l'divir kol. So even something... Who is it? Let's see, what is he saying? Hey? Or Zaruah. Or Zaruah. He writes here in the it was Pei. So since there was a rule of Mekel, so that's the I guess the limit's chus for people who read these things. Yeah,
meaning that they're not reading it out, they're not verbalizing it.
Right. Yeah.
And then
for them, I guess it's not. And then maybe for them it's not Muktzah, because they're reading from it, and the Somech and the Zor Zeruah. So Zor Zeruah has...
Well, what's the din of the Megillas Esther on Shabbos Purim?
Yeah, so now we had a shiur on that. That was... Yeah, we gave a whole shiur on that. About that. That's a big machlokas aposkim. This shiur today is shiur Yud Ches. So... Shir Yud Tes, those were the weeks you were away. Shir Yud Tes was about Megillas Esther, about Shabbos Purim. You can look at. And Shir Chaf was about an Erev Pesach Shechal Yos Shabbos, whether the Shmur Matzah is a Muktzah, because you're not allowed to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach. So they're online. You can listen to those two Shirim. So after Yud Ches, so I skipped to Yud Tes and Yud Chaf to do that before Purim and Pesach. So this way, after Yud Ches, we're going to now jump to Chaf Aleph, because we already did Shir Yud Tes and Chaf. So, but those are the two. So, because those topics were Hilchas Muktzah topics that were relevant for this. So,
so young adults, the teenagers, want to read novels.
Yeah. So they enjoy novels if they're reading it because they have a test, you know. And so then maybe that's also right, because there's no one. That's mamish story hedyotus, gzera. But some people enjoy it. This is what their enjoyment. The people, how many people? More people read Harry Potter than they read. Who knows what? So Harry Potter is, could be story hedyotus. But if you enjoy it, so then that's included in probably. In the Truma Sedation's cooler. The things you enjoy.
Well, I mean, how...
Hardy Boys.
The blue
Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's with politics?
Politics? Some people love politics. There was a whole thing in the Jewish press this week. Is it mutter to speak politics at the Shabbos table, right?
Oh, yeah?
That was a...
Isn't that Cheshman? It's over to the whole. Here we started out that you're going to do business, or you come to Mechika, you have an actual potential for a malacha here. And now we've gone like so far away from that, and making, reading things where there's no such chashash altogether.
Right, but the Shulchan, that's how we started off the Shia, which in Zion Te Zion. Melissa's Misholim, Misholch Sikhas Kulin, Divi Cheshek, Sipori Melchamas, also across Bohem Peshabbos.
Unless you like to read it, in which case it becomes Mutter. Right. So that's what I'm kind of wondering.
Why do you need to
It's also except where it's Mutter. But that doesn't.
It's also, right. Well, then he says that even during the weekday, really, it should be. I mean, that depends upon what you're reading. Al Tifnuela Elilim.
But do you have to be extra careful if you're reading a novel, let's say? I mean, any modern novel today is going to have, you know, some, you know, bad language or things like that. You know, is that extra problematic on Shabbos, or is that it's either usher all the time or mutter all the time?
It's like they say from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, they asked him about going to movies during Sfira. So supposedly his reply was, any movie that you can go to the rest of the year, you can go to, you know, you can't go to the Tassar the whole year.
You can't go the rest of the year, you probably should go to the rest of the year.
Right. Something along those lines.
Can you lift up a magazine that you know, meaning if you're reading a magazine for pleasure, but you know that in the back it has some business articles, you know, it has a section on that. You know, does that make the whole thing muksa? Or also, I find a lot of magazines, they have these little cardboard coupons in them, you know, that have, you know, that you fill out to order a subscription.
Yeah.
You know, is that also muksa to pick it up?
Right, does that make the whole... Okay, so we have to learn the halachas of, if you have a davar heter and a davar usher together.
So it's definitely a hidden mitzvah not to be Isaac in these things if she.
Yeah, Shabbos should be a Yom of Kedusha. Shabbos should be a.
But you're allowed Oneg?
Oneg, right. So
which trumps the other?
I recommend the Imre Baruch.
Oh, Imre Baruch he recommends. You see. We have to mechanic our children to what to get the Oneg. You know, from what where they get their own from.
Not the Yankees, but.
Okay, it's a hard chinuch.
Yeah.
It's a hard chinuch to mechanic someone where to get their own from. It's not simple.
On the Jewish press, like before Pesach, you have all these advertisements for different hotels all over.
Different hotels.
And you have a cheshbon, do I want to go to this hotel? I mean,
by that point, they probably are all booked already. Yeah. Okay, Rabosai, it's good. I'm glad. Okay, today is our second shiur back in the Beis Medrash, so, and I'm still happy to see all the people on Zoom. So it's and when everyone feels more comfortable to come back to the Beis Medrash, we're always invited. You have to feel comfortable, you know.
Next time is a chazaka.
Yeah, you know, feel comfortable. But if we would have had this COVID, then all these Baruch Hashem people that we have here from Florida, from Lakewood, from, you know, we never would have had them. So we would never have been even dawned upon us.
Considering we have a minion and I'm now saying Kaj.
Yeah. Okay. A good night, and we'll see each other. Bezer Hashem, we'll continue.